good morning and happy Sabbath, boys and girls. Can you hear me? Okay, because I can't hear you. All right, how many of you know the story of David and Goliath? That's it? We're going to learn it today. Okay, well, God's people, the Israelites, were getting ready to fight an enemy army. David's brothers were in Israel's army. They were camped with King Saul and the other soldiers on the hill. The enemy was on the other hill across the valley. The enemy had a soldier named Goliath. Goliath was very big, very strong, and very tall. He was a giant. Every day, Goliath would shout mean things at King Saul's and his Israelites. Then he would say, "Choose someone to come and fight me. If he wins, we will serve you. But if I win, you must serve us." King Saul and his men were afraid. They were used to fighting together, and Goliath was so big that no one wanted to fight Goliath by himself. One day, David came to camp to bring his brothers some food. David heard that the giant yelling. David was very angry at all the mean things Goliath was saying about God and the Israelites. David couldn't understand why no one would fight Goliath. David knew that God was stronger than the giant, and David knew God would help the Israelites win. One day, one of the soldiers told King Saul what David was saying. So King Saul sent for David. When he arrived, he told the king, "I will fight Goliath." King Saul said, "You can't fight. You can't do that. You're just a boy." But David answered, When I was taking care of my father's sheep, I had to kill a lion and a bear. I knew that the Lord would help me protect my sheep from lions and bears, and will help me fight the giant." Saul wanted David to wear the king's armor and use his sword, but David tried to walk around with all those things on. He said, "I can't fight in these," and he took them off. So King Saul said, "Go, and the Lord will be with you." Then David went and found five smooth stones to use with his sling. Now he was ready to fight the giant. When Goliath saw David, Goliath got angry. He thought the strongest and biggest soldier in King Saul's army would come out to fight him. But this person was just a young man. He didn't have a sword. He didn't have a spear. He didn't even have a shield. He didn't have anything except a sling. So Goliath yelled, "Come here and I will kill you." As the giant came closer, David ran toward him. David put a stone in his sling and shot the giant. The stone struck Goliath in the forehead. Goliath fell down and died. When the army saw that what had happened, they were afraid and started to run away. King Saul and his army chased after the army and killed them. David trusted God to help him. God used David to save the Israelites from the enemy army. The end. So always trust in God, no matter how big the giants are you're facing. So who wants to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the Sabbath you gave us. Thank you for this special day, a special Sabbath of communion, where we do what you did in the past. We wash each other's feet. We do all of, we, amen. Can you help me? We do this because it's something that you did, and you've shown an example of what you did. Now we do it because you want to do it, because you want us to do it, and that with following your will. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.